The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the 12th of June, 2019, and good morning to Ashley.
Good morning to Sue.
Oh, Sue.
Can't see behind that glass.
Reflection. It's Wednesday. That's right. It's Wednesday.
Well, yeah. Ashley's here, too.
She's been yelling at you.
I got confused here.
Ashley is high. Studio
producer. She's right there.
Yeah, there you go.
There's Ashley. Okay. You know, here I am.
We have two producers in the house this morning.
Patrick Jones is in the room with me. I'm being overrun by estrogen. So.
Oh, well, not because, you know, we got Frank in the other room. And
we also have a young... We have an army.
Is he recruiting, or is he serving?
Yeah, he's serving here. I'm not sure. I didn't catch the rank because I went running
all
past.
All right, excellent. So anyway, he'll be here later. But let's give you an update on the weather. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio to start your morning out on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today it's going to be hot with 102, and our overnight lows will be 69. Tomorrow calls for clear, hot skies with 100 degrees. For our highs and overnight lows of 69. Friday calls for hot skies again with the highs of 96 and overnight lows of 69. And Saturday 100 and Sunday 103. We get to Monday, it's 102. Tuesday is 101. So we are in the triple-digit era right now this whole week. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They're locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are always welcome. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning, everybody. And with us today, we have Patrick Jones, who is a well-known around our city and county, but needs to get better known throughout
former city council.
Oh, yeah, he's got all those... All that background, has had a business. He and his brother have had a
Jones
business.
Ford.
And his father have had a business here for how long, Patrick?
My father started that in 1962, and we're still going today. I've been working at the shop from the age of four, so however long that is.
That's 70 years.
And we moved over onto Cypress in 1978. I've certainly been there from then till today, so that's at least 40 years plus. And, it's kind of hard to say that. I'm 51 years old, and so most people think, how can you be in business for 40-plus years when you're only 51? Well, we started as kids, and my dad said, if you want to eat, you have to work, and so that's what we did. I do like to eat, and lately more than ever.
Because you're a married man.
You're married now.
Something about being more peaceful when you're married and you just kind of, like, have meals.
Now you're
going to
live longer, too.
I think so.
You're living a grown-up life now. Oh, my God.
But, you know, that hard work, at first, when you're a youngster, you don't like working every day, and that's Saturdays, too. And so I've been working 6 days a week my whole entire life, so 10-hour days, 6 days a week. I still do that today. And when I served on council here in the city of Reading, I did all that in my spare time and still worked and still put in a full day's job. And so I'm used to work, and we've got a lot of work ahead of us in the assembly. To continue with good, strong leadership, there's going to be a lot of work necessary.
Well, this is, in case you have not heard this, is Patrick has announced that he is running for the assemblyman position that Brian Daly just vacated when he was elected to the Senate.
Yes.
So there's going to be a special election, and Patrick announced, I think it was Monday night? Even though it wasn't a secret, many people knew, because you reached out to people to say, what do you think?
Yes. Yeah, so I started making calls, and in fact, if we backed up a few years back to 2012, my phone was ringing then when the assembly seat was opening up then, and when Brian first put his name in, and Rick Vizzetti as well, and I wasn't ready then yet, and then as this special election for the Senate started moving forward, my phone started ringing once again, and this time I said, I am ready, and the consultant that I wanted out of Sacramento said, we have selected you, and if you're ready, let's begin. And so that was encouraging news, and And so we're ready to get to work. And so I started making some phone calls, letting people know my intentions. And then on Monday night at the Reading Patriot meeting, I announced it officially. And this is my first radio interview.
Well, thank you. Sally called Monday. Of course, she calls on Monday morning to tell everybody what's happening. And she said, we have a surprise. We're not going to say who it is, because she wanted you to, you know, of course, you to make the announcement so that, you know, you're the first.
It wasn't a very well-kept secret, but I did not say who it was.
Oh, I didn't know.
So well, Reading's a small town, and you know, and it's a great town. You know, I've enjoyed living here my entire life, working here, and but we've got a great district here. You know, we have 9 counties, 500,000 people to represent, and, you know, and I've gotten out a little bit into Siskiyou County and Lassen County, Modoc County, and others, and so the challenge there is to reach out to those folks, let them know my positions. And I think this race is going to be a great race. I think we can keep it very positive. I mentioned to my consultants in Sacramento that we are not going to be negative like this last Senate race that we saw.
Well, I tell you what, that, you know, we have not really seen that. We really haven't seen that, with, you know, in, up here in our district before, but that got – That got mean quick, as they say.
And there's no reason for it. We've got a lot of issues that we need to focus on, and there's plenty of debate there on those issues as opposed to getting sidetracked with all this other personal stuff and photoshopping and all those things that I don't like. And so my consultant agreed there's no need in this race to do that. And we'll stay focused.
You know what? You're right. What I should have said, we have not seen that at the – at the state level, at the, you know, going up to the feds, we have seen a lot of weird stuff coming out of La Malfa camp and others like this.
Sure.
Here's what I'd like to do is take a early break right now, a few couple minutes early, and then so we can get into the more substantive things like, one, being able to reach across the aisle, but two, what you see as the salient issues of the of this campaign and what it's going to go. Brian Daly reached across the aisle, and he was able to get through some legislation, especially after the fires. But I would like to hear what you believe the salient projects are and how you're going to go about that. 7:12 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years, voted best in the North State. They're the ones that come down and make sure that when we hit the when we turn on the air conditioning, guess what? We get cold air coming out, and not like Ashley's truck, which is stuck on defrost right now, but she's taking it down to our friends down in Anderson over that. But Alliance Heating and Air, they're the ones you want to have work on your systems. Give them a call at 221-2642. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heated and Air will be right back with Patrick Jones, 7:12 in the morning. And it's about already 74 degrees. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Relax, restore, and rejuvenate at Wind River Spa inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Indulge in some body pampering with our summer spa specials featuring oxygenated facial, summer glow body scrub, CBD warming massage, spa pedicure, and 15% off all waxing. Retreat from the demands of daily life. Book your summer spa specials now featuring farmhouse fresh products. Gift certificates available for purchase. Summer spa specials at Wind River Spa.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Fit River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place. And they're very proud of their heritage.
coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite. Join us Thursday, July 4th, Independence Day, for Dine and Donate in Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Now all you have to do is go in and have dinner at Elements on July 4th, and 10% of all dinner proceeds will go to Haven Humane. Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. Hashtag proud to play your part on July 4th. It's Dine and Donate at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us then.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to our Wednesday show here on our Free Fire edition. This portion of the show begins with one of our wonderful sponsors, Cornerstone Community Bank. It's a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. That's Cornerstone Community Bank.
Okay, we're here with Patrick Jones, who has announced he's running for the position of Assemblyman in the 1st District right up here. That includes the 9 counties up here in the North State. So good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, Patrick, what would you say is the most salient issues facing us up here in the North State?
You know, there's 3 or 4 that really come to mind. And first for me, the Second Amendment issue, what's happening in Sacramento. And there's nobody in the assembly that has the kind of knowledge that I do on the Second Amendment. And so that'll be very valuable experience for me there to fight for our Second Amendment. We are under attack. You know, starting July 1st, we're seeing background checks on ammo purchases. Every time you purchase ammo, you will be charged a background check, and that's just a small sliver of what they're doing to us. So that's a big issue for me, and I'm going to work hard on that. And I have the knowledge to properly fight for our rights. So that's a big issue. Another big issue up here, of course, is water. And every once in a while, when we start seeing water shortages, we just see how valuable water is. Northern California doesn't have a water issue. Southern California has a big water issue, and so we have to fight and protect our natural resources. Water is one of those. Land use.
Are you for the Sykes Reservoir?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And I'm also for saving the dams, you know, in Siskiyou County that they want to take out. And there's
the
a lot
of dams on the Klamath.
Correct. And you know, so that those are big issues. And when there's a drought, and it'll come again. That fight will be on, and they're going to want to take more of our water and strip us of our historical water rights. You know, misuse of our force and lack of management. You know, today I believe that we are literally in a state of emergency because of what's happened in the last 50 years with mismanaging our force and putting the people of Northern California at serious risk. And we've seen that last year. We're probably going to see more of that this year. We are not protecting our force. We're not keeping them thin. We're not allowing fire to work naturally as Mother Nature intended. We're not keeping our force thinned down. And we have a way to do it, and it won't cost the taxpayers any money. In fact, it's a natural resource where it has great value if it's managed correctly. But because it has not been managed, we are now in literally a crisis mode. Every summer now becomes a serious concern. I would consider it emergency. And I think, you know, for reaching across the aisle, I think after what happened last year, I think almost any elected official in Sacramento would see that we have a serious issue that has to be attained.
Well, even Gavin Newsom has put a lot more money into this, but it needs to be directed, I believe, in such that you're clearing out a lighter fluid, lighter fuels, and everything that builds up in that. And we still have people say, well, we burned out last year. No, we haven't. There's still plenty.
The problem is he's doing it all backwards. Mm-hmm. So it's not an issue of putting 30 or 40 million, which is what he's recommended. That is the wrong approach. We don't need to spend taxpayers' money to do this. We don't need to waste your money and tax you more to fix a problem that we can handle through the logging industry. The loggers are the key to have a proper managed forest. They know how to log. They're the people that have the equipment. They have the expertise. And take a look at what was being logged 50 years ago, and then take a look at what's being logged today, and you're going to start seeing the trends of we're not getting those kind of board feet out of our forests, and we're having, you know, massive, thick forests that when it burns, it can't burn naturally. Fire is not a bad thing. Fire is natural. It's supposed to occur, and it's part of nature. The forests need to burn, but they need to burn slowly and correctly and not at a catastrophic level. But because it's too thick today, you cannot have a nice, normal fire. They become catastrophic, which is harmful for everybody, wildlife and humans alike. So we have to thin it down. The loggers are the key answer there, and you have to reduce that regulation, which is we're constantly seeing people try to add a tax or this or that to fix a problem when most of the problems need to just be reduce the regulation and allow proper forest management to start thinning. We have over 3 million acres of forests up here that are all too thick, every bit of it, and it has to be thinned down.
So do you support the cogen plants then?
Sure, absolutely.
Cogen plants, of course, being using the slash and using all the debris.
Yes, the chipper trucks that come down.
Yeah, the chipper trucks, and they come down, and that becomes electricity, and it's considered a renewable asset, renewable resource for your electricity.
When I was a kid here in Shasta County, you saw a logging industry which was much more vibrant than today, and all those mills were running good, and you saw lots of quality jobs, and it's a great industry for us, and the forest has to be managed. You cannot just have a hands-off approach. And not only will it benefit the public through safety, but it'll also benefit wildlife. Our wildlife are suffering greatly today because the forests are far too thick.
And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Patrick Jones, who is going to be running for Brian Daly's seat in Assembly. And so we know we're going to have a, you know, cast of people that are going to be running for that seat. But you just announced it this morning if you're just tuning
in. First time on the radio.
Yes, if you're just tuning in, you just announced it this morning. Do you have a Facebook page or a website people can start, you know, how they want to support you, questions that, you know, they need to ask? We have about 10 minutes left in the program, actually about 8 minutes left in the program. We could take a caller, but how would you tell people to start conversing with you?
Yeah, so very soon all that's going to come up. So today Brian Daly gets sworn in as our newest senator, and so that's going to then start the process. We have a vacated assembly seat. So there is a little bit of time there. The Secretary of State will set the parameters, and so shortly we'll have the Facebook up. We'll start doing fundraisers, you know, town after town. We have a great network. I have a tremendous network out there in over 20 counties, and we will start fundraising immediately and have a network of social media for people to donate and to check in on issues and to comment and put issues before me. You know, it's very important that people understand who they elect. And I have a good history, you know, with 8 years on the Redding City Council of being able to stand firm and not, you know, not change your mind once you say something or you have a good firm belief in something, just to follow through on that.
Okay, well, that leads me to our last question here. Reaching out. As we all know, the Democrats have a stranglehold on the legislature. Are you going to be able to reach across the aisle? And I know that in the fire, that, you know, maybe the forest management may be a good one to start with, but How did you see yourself reaching across the aisle? Because I'll tell you, Brian Daly said to me many years ago, after the third month he was there, these people are crazy. Now he doesn't say that anymore.
Right.
But
well, there's different ways of thinking, and obviously their thinking is very different than ours in Northern California and in this first district. And so my job is to show them that there is differences. And that we need that type of representation and to really relay all the points that are important to us. Now, reaching across the aisle is a must. Everybody that's ever served in a minority position has had to do that. And I think there are some issues that are going to be very difficult to be able to do that on. And then there's going to be some issues where I think it's to the advantage of everybody. And I think there'll be progress. And that's what Brian experienced, that certain issues he couldn't get very far, but other issues he did very well. And so that kind of strong leadership is exactly what I want to continue with. And I think we'll have some good victories. We'll have some battles that will be lost, but we'll have some good victories. And it is still a fight. You know, we're not going to shy away from the things that are valuable and important to us. Those things have to be fought for and fought hard for. We can still reach across that aisle and explain our position, show them our positions, and show them the kinds of issues that affect us that do not affect them. And I think by doing that, we'll have some victories.
We do have a caller. Let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Morning, Carl and Pat and Linda. Hey, Pat, you should also know about what's going on now up on Hatchet Mountain with the new 100 windmills they want to put in, and when they start putting the foundations of these things as big as they got to be, being that they're going to be almost 600 foot tall, some of the tallest in America, that it's going to kill our watershed up there and change our wells that are liable to dry up, our property value. It's already been cut in half. And, you know, I think all this stuff has got to come to a head here in California. And they got over 140,000 of these windmills sitting dead in the United States. So why don't, if they took the best wind areas back then, why don't they tear these down and put new ones up if it was such a good deal? And how come the government has to subsidize this stuff to keep it rolling?
Okay, Bob, thanks.
Yeah, no, I am. Thanks, Billy, for that update. There was a meeting, in fact, last night at 5:30 up in Round Mountain, and I had intended to be there. I sent a friend of mine on my behalf to relay my concern as well. So you have these wind turbine projects up there, and as we know, wind power here in Northern California is not green. Almost all that power, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be sent out of California. And the concern that they have in the Montgomery Creek and Round Mountain area is that you're going to have a high power transmission line running through that area and devaluing property values, among a whole list of other problems. And to no gain for Northern California, it's a gain for a few investors. That power will be shipped out of California. So once again, it kind of reminded me of the tank and the stop tank movement that I was involved in a few years ago, and we helped stop that. And I think with good momentum, we can stop this program as well. So thanks for the call, Billy Bob.
Okay.
Well,
Patrick,
thank you for being with us
being
this
with
morning,
us.
And we have just a packed show, and it was really great that we could get you on, and thanks for being coming in and talking on our show.
Well, I appreciate
first.
It, and you guys always do a great job, and you know, you're a wealth of information in the community, and I really appreciate being here.
And Patrick has already agreed to be on a debate.
Yep.
On the radio here with whoever's other candidates may be.
Anytime, any place. We really do need to debate issues.
If just a mention of your name hasn't scared everybody off.
Nah.
All right, Patrick Jones, running for our district assembly. You can get a hold of him at Jones Fort, but until everything gets more official on it.
Yeah, my phone number at the shop is 222-3223, or my cell phone is 356-1940. But we'll have all the, you know, Facebook and that stuff going up here pretty quick. And, you know, we look forward to a great great run, and you know, we don't know how many people is going to run, but it really doesn't matter. Let's focus on those issues. Let's stay positive, and let's get the representation to District 1.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
You'll find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Gigantic ammo sale this Saturday only at Jones's Fort. Our best prices of the year. Bulk packaging in your favorite calibers like 5.56, 9mm, 380, 45, 17 HMR, 22 mag, and much, much more. Starting July 1st, background checks on all ammo sales begins. So now is the time to stock up on all your favorite ammo at Jones's Fort. Big ammo sale this Saturday only, June 15th at Jones's Fort.
Shasta District Fair. Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day free to kids 12 and under at only $1 for everyone else. And our Carnival Ride Special. Free Senior Day. Gear Jam and Auto Racing. Hypnotists. Crazy Wacky Magicians. Side-splitting comedy. Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fair admission. Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction. Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds. Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. As you can hear, the Army song coming on here, we're going to explain that.
Is it called the Army Anthem?
I'm not sure we're going to ask somebody that knows all these things. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business that if it's with a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. And Jeff's not going to waste your time. He's going to fix it. He guarantees his work for life. And if it, you know, for some reason you need to bring it back, there's no questions. He's there. He fixes it. Not that he's had to do that. I had a crack 12 inches long in my windshield he fixed 12 years ago, and it still, you can't see it. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We have with us in the studios Captain Gurney Purnell, United States Army. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, sir.
Hey. So happy to have you here with us. And you are you're stationed here or in this area, right?
Correct. I am the U.S. Army Reading Recruitment Commander. Not only do I manage the office here in Reading, but we also have one in Chico and Chico, Medford, Grants Pass, Kalama Falls, Eureka. I have eight recruiting stations around this northern half of California as well as southern Oregon.
So you must have been able to do something well in your past or something really bad but, to get out and recruiting duty. Usually we take, in the Marine Corps, we take some really fine officers out here to run the recruiting station. So congratulations on that.
Thank you, sir.
Of course, there's times you're probably saying, I'd much rather be in Afghanistan.
I don't know about that. But.
I don't know, you know.
So you're here to celebrate a special birthday.
Correct. Correct.
And what would that be? Tell our listeners.
So this Friday, June 14th, we're celebrating the Army's birthday. The Army's really old. I don't think of anyone that I know was born around this time frame, but 1775, 244 years. At the Reading Recruiting Station here in town, we're going to have a cake-cutting event, as well as invite individuals from the community to come in and just celebrate with us from 9 to 10. Mm-hmm.
So, Captain, can you tell us, I always love to do a little bit of background, like what, where were you raised?
Okay.
Where'd you grow up?
So, I was an Army brat.
So, oh, you were? Okay. Yes, so, yes, were, you traveled all over and?
Correct.
Father, so, father, mother.
Yeah, father was in for 20 years. He was a supply sergeant or 92 Alpha. And I was born in Dover, Delaware. Crazy story about me is that I was born in 1990. 1990 was just about the time frame of when the Berlin Wall was coming down. During that time, my mom didn't actually want me born in Germany because my dad was stationed in Germany at the time. So we flew to Dover. And that's where I was born. After that, I moved to Maryland. I moved to Missouri. I moved to Texas, Germany. I had a chance to visit Italy, France, a couple places.
And here you are in Reading.
And here I am now in Reading.
And so was it that you saw firsthand what it was to be in the Army with your father and travel all over the place. So was it just a natural, you have siblings that also are serving? Or what made you say, okay, when I'm out of high school, that's it. I'm definitely going to go in and you know, that's it.
Yeah, so as a little kid, I'm sure most would kind of agree that your mind frame changes. At one point in my life, I decided, hey, I'm going to be a businessman. And that's my story. So I came up and got good grades, and I seen the lifestyle that my dad and my family had. And I seen the Army as an opportunity and a doorway to get what I want in the future, which is own a business. So the Army has given me management skills. It's given me management skills over hundreds of people, thousands, hundreds of thousands worth of equipment, the experience to not only meet different people but also go different places. So I in high school, it definitely was a point to where that was the decision point for me.
Okay, wonderful. I always like to ask that, you know, like, where'd you come from and how did it happen?
Well, you know, and it works, sometimes it works the other way, too.
Correct.
As, you know, is they, if you've been in a military family,
correct.
That a lot of times they'll say, nope, I've had enough.
Correct.
But in many cases, though, we become, what do they call them, when you come into a, school after everybody else. Anyway, you know, legacies. You become a legacy in there. So 244 years. So I think you probably got us by a couple months from the Marine Corps. But just now, on Friday, what's going to happen and where?
So so Reading Recruiting Center is located on 1310 Churn Creek, right in the same complex, the Food Max, as well as Barnes & Noble. From 9 to 10, we will have a cake-cutting event. We will have future soldiers. That's what we call, I guess, new recruits. We will award them with just recognition. And then also we'll have Starbucks come down. We'll have a few refreshments. And then it's really just a chance for veterans, political leaders, anyone aspiring to come into the military, just to show their support and just recognize the importance of the Army.
Okay. And that's going to be this Friday from 9 to 10?
Correct.
Down at the Army Recruiting building down there in the and where Barnes & Noble is. And it's a nice building there. So come on down and help celebrate the party. Get a piece of cake.
Yes,
is there going to be cake there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cake and coffee.
Cake cutting.
This is what the Army runs on. I say that with deep affection. The you know, there's always the Marine Army thing. But I remember in Fallujah, you know, there was no doubt who was on our flanks. We were going through there. So. Right.
And our dear Frank is here, too. Do you have any closing thoughts?
Well, yeah. Here's something else that the Northern California a Historical Society, that's the guys with the helicopter on the flatbed, they've had a little promotion they've been doing. Any senior in high school that's going that has going to join the service, join the Army, they are giving them a $500 scholarship.
Fantastic.
And I think that's a pretty good thing.
Right. Well, thank you for that.
And I just want you to know this gentleman, the captain here, is the one that kicked this off and blew up the place and said, let's do this. Even though at the short time I said, well, I'll do all I can to help him. And I'm wearing my colors because there is a gentleman from the 3rd Cav in his office as a recruiter. He's a master sergeant, so I kind of feel at home.
Okay, well, Captain, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, sir.
We'll talk about this a little bit between now and Friday. Get people down there.
All right.
So thank you, and thank you for your service.
And congratulations. All right, we're going to take a break, early break here. We're going to be back. We're going to be talking about something that's going to be happening that is an elder abuse fair.
Yeah.
We really want to get that information out, too, as well, here on your Community Talk Radio. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm true down to the core. I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier,
hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally the time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
I didn't mean like to talk to you. We your next door neighbors, the Clampets.
Well, thank you for calling, and how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor come a-calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with a new Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system. That will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over. And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Yeah, smart and neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, opened 9 years ago. John and Sarah Bastiani have built a business down there when it comes to firearms and all the accessories that you could possibly imagine for your firearms. Discounts for veterans, great, great customer service. They have it all at Bastiani Arms. Located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. Only place I buy guns is at Bastiani Arms. Okay, one last thing. I'd just like to do a big shout-out to the security staff at Shasta Dam. I heard that y'all have got us on your radios out there on the cars. And
thank you.
96.5 reaches you. So, hey, a shout-out and thank you for what you do out there keeping us safe around the dam. I know it's not an easy job.
Well, good morning, everybody. And with us is a very special guest. Introduce yourself to our gang.
Oh, well, good morning. My name is Colleen Nelson, and I'm with Shining Care, a nonprofit that works with our older adults in the community and their families.
Which is a perfect. I just want to make sure that, you know, I've got your title because there's been changes and upgrades and moving and merging. So Colleen's with us, and we're talking today. We want to bring attention to the Elder Abuse Prevention Fair, which is happening this Saturday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. That's nighttime at the mall, correct? No, it's on
the bridge. At the Sundown Bridge.
Okay, so let's hear about that. Okay,
yeah.
It's going to turn purple.
It's going to turn purple at 8:15. We'll have resources out there from Adult Protective Services, even to Bartlett's hearing aids out there doing cleaning. So there's a lot of different resources for the family and for our older adults To educate them. We'll have Bobette out there as our DJ.
Yeah.
Yay.
DJ Bobette.
Yes. And then we have RPD out there with their wrapped car for the month. We have it wrapped in purple for Elder Abuse Awareness Month. And then we have our treasure hunt as well. It's a cash prize treasure hunt. So basically they buy in, they buy a ticket, which is $5, or they can pay a little more and get the T-shirt for the event. And they just follow the clues and answer the questions and turn it in. And the adults, there's a $250 cash prize, and the kids have a whole bunch of fun things in there.
Well, how wonderful that you were able to put this event on the bridge. And I think that what, you know, we did the Shining Care event, which was, you know, at the mall. And that was a really amazing, event where everybody could come together and find out, you know, different things that, like, they had the hearing aid thing and insurances and attorneys and all different kinds of things. But with the elder abuse, that is something that is still, like, people don't want to talk about it.
No. They don't feel like some of them feel like it's not their business.
Right.
And it is. It's everyone's business to get involved with our older adults.
So what are some of the signs? And will there be places that people, maybe they're going to a kind of a fun, informative thing, and it's outside and the bridge is purple and you want to be there for that anyway. Where would somebody go in this booth, in all of these booths, where they would say, I need to report something I'm concerned about, whether it's a neighbor, a family member, or something that they're seeing and they just haven't been able to make a call because they don't know what to do?
Yes, we have Adult Protective Services out there. This whole event is put on with a collaboration of APS, the DA's office, Reading Police Department, PSA, and ourselves, and Ombudsman, and Marquis Shasta. So we have all of those folks out there that day. So we'll have APS, we'll have a booth out there, so they're welcome to go over and talk to them, ask questions. The DEA's out there, they want to come over and ask questions. So there's people out there to be able to direct them and help them if they have those questions.
Well, you know, the fact is that elder abuse is kind of like a dirty little secret. Domestic abuse a lot of people are giving a lot of attention to that, as it should be. But a lot of times elder abuse happens in families, and it's kept very close within the families. A lot of it, part of the elder abuse is financial abuse, where they get access to the funds of their parents and just, you know, can deplete it. I'm helping people go through a conservatorship right now, and if there's one thing, it's aggravating. It really is. But before you can go through this, this judge is, dotting every I that, you know, investigators going out there checking to make sure is that, does this individual really have dementia? Is this something that they're just trying to pull? I mean, there's so many checks and balances in this. As irritating as it is, because one piece of paper puts it back 2 months, not 2 months, but 2 weeks. But still, you have to applaud the movement that's out there to protect the people that are going through this type of hardship. But the Elder Abuse Prevention Fair is one of those places you can go and you can learn a lot about it. And you may be seeing it in your neighborhood. You may be seeing it your next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Not really realizing what's going on, but you kind of feel uncomfortable about it.
You do. It's hard. It's hard because, you know, we may get a call and someone, you know, sharing that, you know, they have an older adult that's having this issue, and it may involve a business, it may involve friends or family, and you have folks that really don't want to get involved in that whole mess, afraid that, you know, what the repercussion is to them.
So, again, it's this Saturday. We want to just tell everybody and all of our listeners, from 5:30 to 8:30 this Saturday out at the bridge, which will be turning purple at 8:15. There'll be music and food, family fun activities, so you can bring your kids and, you know, not worry about just, you know, bring the strollers out and whatever. There's resource exhibits and, you know, the whole term is to come together to say no to elder and dependent abuse.
Definitely.
Yeah. Final words.
Yes. Final words, I just ask everyone to come on out and join us. If you're not as familiar, you'd like to be about elder abuse awareness, hit our website. We have a whole page dedicated to the information and articles on it and videos. So have any questions, feel free to give us a call at Shining Care. And it's on our website, but it's 232-5543.
How does Shining Care get started?
You know, Joanne McCarley is our founder and executive director, and her and Sadie have started Compass LLC, which is you're developmentally disabled. Mm-hmm. And Joanne's passion's always been with the older adults. So eventually in 2009, she wanted to be closer to home with her child and sold her half and opened up Shining Care.
And, you know, this is kind of a, you know, this is an act of love on her part. And then all of you all that have gotten into this, this is the amount of time you spend with this. Do you have we been making inroads in this?
I think we are. It's just slow going. We had Paul Greenwood in last week for our symposium. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he pointed out to a lot of folks in there that you look at how many cases, you know, we have in Shasta County. Last year we had over 3,300 allegations filed. And the amount of social workers we have for caseworkers is 5. When you turn around, you look at CPS, who is, you know, it's just as important for the children, but so are your older adults at that end, because some of them are childlike again.
Mm-hmm. I have
a
question.
And we only have 5, but CPS can have up, you know, they have 25 to 50 folks.
Yeah.
To work
our producer has a question. I had a question. Someone just called this in and said, at what age would it be considered elder abuse? Does it start at 50, 55, 60, 65?
Good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. With Adult Protective Services, it is 60.
Okay.
To be able to report. Yeah.
Okay, 60. So if you're 59, you're just, I guess, what's that fall under, I guess, if you're in your 50s and you're being abused?
You know what? I would still say give Shining Care a call.
I would give Shining Care a call, yeah, because
and let us come
abuse
in
is abuse, right? Mm-hmm. And if nothing else, allowing you all to know about it.
Right.
And then to, you know, get involved with it. Because that's the big thing, isn't it, is engagement.
It is. It is. Because, you know, these folks that get preyed upon, it's isolation. That's where it all starts, is being isolated.
They start cutting them off from their friends and family. And so they can only rely on one person. And then that one person becomes their everything. And I bet there's just horrendous stories when y'all have gone into places. Mm. I mean, not being taken care of, or, I mean, literally locked.
Self-neglect, too.
I'm sorry?
Self-neglect is a big one.
Well, yeah, I guess.
There was over 1,300 last year.
Of self-neglect.
Self-neglect. So
they're not able to take care of themselves?
Nope.
So they just are living in squalor and...
Doing the best they can. They don't want anyone to know the position they're in.
Oh.
They don't want those rights taken away. They, you know, just... Their biggest fear is going to be put in a nursing home.
Right.
We've heard that for a long time, but that's not it. There's a lot of services and programs can help go in and keep them safe and independent.
Right.
You know, we just need to be able.
For several hours a day. I mean, if they're veterans, there's aid and attendance that can have somebody come in there every day to make sure they're okay and the place is clean and there's food in the house.
Yep.
And you can still stay at home. You can still, you know, enjoy your home. And so if you're a veteran and if you haven't, you know, checked on something like this, I mean, but this is one of the things when you reach people, I guess you try to find out if they're veterans and how you also can help them.
Yep. Yep. Those are always the questions. One of the questions we ask.
Well, there's for sure you all are doing a lot of great good here. But so now the Elder Abuse Prevention Fair is going to be this Saturday at the Sundial Bridge.
Correct.
And it's going to start at?
5:30 to 8:30.
All types of people out there to answer questions.
Yep.
Is there going to be, you know, my favorite thing is going to be like a guy that makes like little toys out of balloons?
He's in the hospital.
He's in the hospital?
The one that comes out like last year. He's actually in the hospital this year.
Is that right?
Yes, we were so sad.
Yeah,
so
gosh. For that guy.
Yes.
Maybe one of the animals attacked him. Anyway, DJ Bob Esso will be music, and it's going to be a time to get out there and have and find out some really good information. Find out how the what you can do to help with this, and what you can do to identify people that need aid, and you can learn it all in one spot.
Definitely.
God bless you for what you're doing here.
Thank you.
Hey,
Thank you.
When we come back, we've got the Economic Development Corporation waiting out there. There's a cast of thousands, it looks like. And they are going to be talking about, hopefully, I'm sure they will, since Tony called in yesterday, is that Reading was in the top 30 cities in the United States that has been rated great for economic growth potential. due to the way the city and the entrepreneurs and everybody works together here, and so many. But he's going to explain that, and that's not the only thing that we have done and gotten into that top five list or top ten list, and on something great besides car thefts. So there's a lot of great things that are happening here in our city, in our county, and we're going to talk about them when we get back to the Economic Development Corporation. 7:59 in the morning. It is about 78 degrees and rising today to 99, maybe even 100.
Giving a weather update at the 8 o'clock break. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carla Lindabot here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll see you on the other side.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Compensation Fund. The fund had been in danger of running out of money for first responders suffering serious illnesses. President Trump brushing aside polls that show him losing several Democrats next year.
With some state and national polls showing top Democratic candidates ahead of Donald Trump, the president says he's not worried.
My poll numbers are great.
The president writes on Twitter that his campaign's internal polling shows the best numbers we have ever had, and he predicts victory in 2020. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The House Oversight Committee meeting this hour as it prepares to hold a contempt vote against Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. The panel did not get the documents it subpoenaed from the Justice and the Commerce Departments. Donald Trump Jr. told reporters he has nothing to correct. He arrived on Capitol Hill this morning for a second closed-door interview with the Senate Intelligence Committee. Riot police in Hong Kong unleashing tear gas, pepper spray, and water cannon on protesters. Demonstrators outraged by a proposal that would allow China to extradite criminal suspects to the mainland to face trial there. Well, not too much pressure on the pocketbook last month. Consumer prices rising a scant 0.1%.
The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index rose 1.8% during the past year. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core prices rose 0.1% in May and 2% from a year ago. Inflation has been consistently muted, slightly below or near the Federal Reserve's target of 2%, even though the economy is poised in July to set the record for the longest expansion in U.S. history.
Correspondent Jeremy House, modest losses on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down about 34 points, the S&P is off 5, the NASDAQ Composite Index down 31 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Facebook now offering to pay users who are willing to report on which apps they like.
Facebook was criticized for sharing users' data without their knowledge, but this is just the opposite. The new app named Study will pay users who apply and are selected to share their information on which apps are installed on their phone, how much time they spend using that app, and which devices are being used. The social media giant says it won't track passwords or account IDs, but privacy experts are still concerned about what will be collected, how it will be used, and how transparent Facebook will be about what it's tracking. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has arrived in Iran to serve as a mediator between Tehran and Washington amid rising tensions in the Persian Gulf region. First visit to Iran of a sitting Japanese premier in 40 years since the Islamic Revolution. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Senate's top Republican is applauding the confirmation of a growing list of Trump judicial nominees.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate's on a roll.
So I'm glad we'll have the opportunity this week to consider six more distinguished judicial nominees.
A process that took a step forward yesterday with the confirmation of
Sarah Daggett Morrison, tapped by the president to serve the Southern District of Ohio.
Morrison, just one of the recent Trump nominees to suffer blistering attacks by leftist groups because of their support for a traditional view of marriage. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The British Parliament is resuming its battle over Brexit with an attempt by opposition lawmakers to stop the UK leaving the European Union without a divorce deal. Conservative Boris Johnson, meanwhile, is solidifying his front-runner status in the race to become Britain's next prime minister by gaining the backing of leading pro-Brexit lawmakers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and good morning, everybody. And Sue at the helm.
Good morning.
All right, let's do a little weather update. Today will be 102, our top temperatures. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of 69. Tomorrow calls for a hot day with temperatures around 100 and a low of 69. Friday calls for 98 with our overnight lows of around 69. And by the way, it's currently 78 degrees in the downtown studio. Saturday, moving forward to our weekend, our temperatures will be about 100 with a low of 71. Sunday, 103. Monday, 102. And Tuesday, 101. So we are in the triple digit. Please do not leave animals, cars, animals, people, plants, food, anything that could expire quickly in the car today or any other day that's going to be doing this triple digits. So weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You know, yesterday we started talking about some really good news that had come out about Reading. And, you know, we've been talking about Reading being on the cusp of exploding here in the, you know, in the good way, not exploding, you know, because things are falling down, but exploding in the great way that we are expanding. There's so much business coming in, so much construction coming in. Yeah, we got our intramural fistfights about what should be built and where, but it's still all moving forward. Well, a study came out on the top 30 businesses, the United States, and I'm here with Tony Giovanello and, of course, Todd Jones, and they're here from the Economic Development Corporation. But Tony, just lay this out for everybody.
Well, Carl, good morning. This is so exciting because you used the term survey, and yesterday morning in your conversation with Ken, you were talking about polls. The difference between those and this is really an analytical study based on objective, fact-based measures. So this is not people just, you know, who can yell the loudest, we're great. No, this is a detailed analysis that's using data from approximately 2012 through 2018. And it's comparative. The way the study's done is it takes 379 metropolitan areas and compares them. And then it looks at the ones that stand well above the average, the mean, and calls those out. And the key is, one of the reasons why they're doing this is they're saying, we want to identify which metropolitan statistical areas are doing great things and have best practices because we want all the other areas of the country to grow too. And these are showcase models that other places can consider. So, you know, that is a high honor and something we should all be proud of. And this is something that takes every company, every nonprofit, you know, anyone that is out there trying to create opportunity.
So Reading was on the list.
We were number 29 out of 379.
Fantastic.
And we were recognized in the top 30. The top 30 are the ones they said, these are the cities or places you should be looking at because they are delivering And one of the other things that I loved about this is that they looked at the strategies of the local economic development organizations and said, are the strategies actually delivering results? And if you look into this, is a very long study, but if you look on pages 80 and 81, which are specific to the Reading area, they specifically call out the EDC and our strategies as being key in the fact that they're driving a lot of things. Now, we're not going to take the credit because it requires a lot of people and a lot of other organizations. But I will say that we're proud that the things that we're putting out there, people are seeing, and we're giving them things to measure. Right?
Well, I think the thing here, too, is you've got to look at the towns on this or the cities on this. I mean, they range all different sizes. You got Midland, Texas, which was the number one. Right in the middle of oil country and doing a lot of things down there. Bend, Oregon was in there. So when, you know, people point at Bend, oh, why aren't we like Bend? Well, we are like Bend. We just are. We may be a couple of years behind them, and we haven't thrown in the a bond issue that they threw in of $35 million, which helped, you know, kickstart them. A lot of our stuff is being done through entrepreneurs and angel groups and just hard work of people finding the money to build. There's the excitement here of what's happening. And then I think one is just – it must give you all – and here, give you a chance. Let me pat you on the back a little bit here. It must give you all some sense of of gratification or not that, but that you – what you've been doing all these years is paid off. I mean, that the recognition that – how you were doing things, and people were going, oh, well, you know, still waiting and all this. But we can't focus on Stillwater. We've got to, you know, we've got to look at everything that's happening. And you brought a guest today, and we'll get to him as one of the ones in startups and ideas to be pushing forward.
Yeah, the most exciting things about this are one of the key things that they looked at was young firm employment, okay? That's a critical factor, and they believe that that is going to be a driver of not only growth today, but long-term growth. Mm-hmm. So we did well in that measure. But some of the other things that I think are really cool here, so you mentioned Midland, Texas,
yeah,
oil-based. They call out all other areas that were their economies were driven by something like high-tech or other things, right? Mm-hmm. But we're not called out for any of those. And what I love about that, we don't even have more than two or more community colleges like a lot of these other places.
We don't have a university there. We don't have Simpson University. I shouldn't say it. We have Simpson University, but it's not a University of California type of university, and we have Shasta College.
So what that tells me is that our economy and the people that are contributing to our growth, we're firing on all cylinders. We're starting to develop the diversity that we need to have a resilient economy over the long term. You can't call out one thing that stands out above anything else. And we have a lot of great things going on. And to me, that's one of the most exciting things about this report.
I kind of think of us, and we'll take a break, as we're the offensive and defensive line of the Patriots. You can't name one person that's on their defensive or offensive lines, really. The only person anybody knows is Tom Brady. And, and Edelman and a couple others, of course, and then, Gronk's, you know, is retiring. But the ones that are in the trenches that win these games over and over and over again, it's kind of like us here. Totally professional at the top of their game, but you don't ever hear about them. There's not like a super standout, if that makes sense. They're just people that are working and they're prospering and they're moving forward. And I think this is, from what you just said, this is kind of recognized in this. We don't have anything you can say like, University of Chattanooga. We don't have a huge, internet pipeline, all that. But everything we're doing obviously is working.
Well, and the beauty of that is we don't have to worry about one or two people unfortunately getting killed by walking across the street and get hit by a
bus. Tom Brady gets his leg broken in the third game. What happens to the Patriots? Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing is our companies, right? Yeah, we have some large employers, but we don't have like one gigantic employer, you know, who's employing 5,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
Which could undermine, you know, there's just the broad base that we're developing. And I think we can – We don't want to, we want to celebrate that. We don't want to be overconfident, but that is great news.
It is. And you know what? And I think, you know, the advertisers we have here, every one of them is a small business that's been around for a long time, that have prospered and they're prospering more. And I think that's what we're talking about. If we had a big tire company here that hired 5,000 people and paid, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in the economy, and then just the cost of rubber went up and they just closed it. You know, how devastating would that be to a town? And so, you know, and you see this in various spots in the United States. We don't have to worry about that. That's both good and bad. But we're going to take a break. We're here with the Economic Development Corporation, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, where Linda hangs out.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, Four Winds Jewelry, all of your needs for stones, and if you have any kind of jewelry repair or watch batteries or have them, you know, take a look at your estate jewelry. That's a great place to go. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carla Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio right here. We'll be right back.
If there is any work for me, I'm going to go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth.
Comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus, country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Yeah, go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Redding landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Redding.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Redding or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick, live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Redding Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years, and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Redding Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at reddingcivic.com, the Redding Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
Shasta District Fair.
Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day free to kids 12 and under and only $1 for everyone else.
And our Carnival Ride Special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotist.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fare admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. Hey, Carl and Linda here today. Don't you like right here, right here, right here.
Right here, right now.
Right in River City. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. That's where we get our insurance, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, especially helping families and veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union.
Ooh, we were just here yesterday. Well, they're a big group, too. Mm-hmm. Hey, 78 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 102 today, so you might want to get stuff done now before 11 because it'll be right around 98 at 12 p.m. today. The time's 8:20, and we're here with the Economic Development Corporation, Tony Giovanella, Todd Jones, and their guest, Nathan Slafter, but we'll get to Nathan here in a couple minutes. We're talking about this study, and it was a study. It wasn't a poll. It wasn't a survey. It was a study measuring over 1,000 – did you say over 1,000 different things?
379 cities, and then it doesn't go through all the exact criteria, but it's probably about 12 different things.
Okay, 12 different things, but all the input that came in there. And from that, Reading came out not only in the top 100, not only in the top 50, but in the top 30 there. And if, you know, next year we may be in the top 20.
I believe we will be.
If we keep this up. And so this was also a dispassionate type of a study done. I mean, there was, you know, it was done by the Walton Foundation.
In partnership with the Heartland Forward Institute.
Okay. All right. We've got a caller on the line. Dale, good morning.
Good morning. I just have a question for Tony. You know, and great news and great work, but this was based on best practices. So here recently, we just had the three ladies on city council pretty much kick those best practices out the window and raise the fees an exorbitant amount here in the Reading area. So I just kind of got his thoughts on how it's going to affect, because I know a friend of mine just bought a building in Reading, and he's selling it and forgetting what he was going to do and moving to Anderson.
Okay. So thanks, Dale.
Hey, Dale. Well, the increased costs always create a little bit of a challenge, but it's, you know, it's always a matter of supply and demand. So I am hopeful, as much as I like to see the lowest cost possible. Right now, the vacancies in industrial and commercial properties, not only in the Reading area, but everywhere in California, are really, really low. And organizations that we're talking to who are only focused on moving into lease properties are now getting to the point where they're saying, you know what, even though it's so much more expensive to build, I can't find a property to lease. I've got to start looking at building. So sometimes, you know, you just, if your business is growing, even though you have to pay more, you don't want to lose the revenue, which, you know, even if your profits are lower, you can drive higher profits by expanding.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, on this is that where it really impacts on people is that they've already bought it and they're starting to build, and all of a sudden these new fees come in. And if you're not grandfathered in, all of a sudden there's another $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 onto your bottom, you know, onto your bottom line of having to build something. And that can have an impact. But if you know about it coming up front, then you can kind of plan on it.
Yeah, and it's different actually for companies that are going to build for their own purposes, because they understand the financials in their business, as opposed to investors who don't know exactly who is going to be attracted to the property. So it's a more risky scenario when costs go up for real estate investors.
Right. Now, you wanted to move on to another portion of this, right?
Yeah. So just, you know, leveraging the study itself, I just want to call out that West Coast companies in general did very, very well. It looks like that this factor of the young firm employment was critical. And I think what we can gather from this is because of the proximity to Silicon Valley and the proximity to Seattle, West Coast companies have embraced the startup community much more than places in other areas of the country. And obviously, you know, that's been a big factor for us here. And, you know, Todd and Nathan are here to talk about our first annual venture conference that we had on May 31st. And the beauty is that we were recognized for everything we've done in the past. And now this is another thing that we've added to promote the startup community and be recognized for what we're doing. So these guys are going to share a little bit about that event. And Nathan's company was actually one of the pitchers, and we had six companies pitching. And we're going to share a little bit about his idea.
Okay. I'm very excited about this because, you know, we hear because we are so involved with different circles in with our work. And you hear a lot of people, half and half. Half are very excited about what's happening with the future growth, and half are, we're thinking about moving out of California. Really, the rebuilders of what's happened after the fire. Are they going to rebuild? Still 1 foot in, 1 foot out. So I'm very excited that we're hearing positive information this morning. Todd, tell us a little bit before we go into our other break. What you were recognized for and what you brought to the table.
Yeah, so what we did recently on May 31st, we had our first annual Reading Venture Conference. And a venture conference we've talked a little bit about before. In a lot of communities around the country, there are opportunities for people to come and pitch, and it's kind of an aggregator for people pitching and people looking to place investments. And there's a lot of deals that are able to happen there. Our first one here, we were able to raise a $10,000 prize, which we actually raised through ticket sales because the event was underwritten by a lot of great sponsors. And we're able to give one startup a $10,000 prize for the best pitch and the best business idea at the venture conference. And that's why Nathan is here with me today. And we also had some other great stuff that I'll share a little bit more about. But we're really excited about it. Had a lot of people behind the scenes working on it. And we're looking forward to doing it bigger and better next year.
Well, we have about 4 minutes before the break. Okay. So why don't you go with some of it. And then we'll bring Nathan in the second after the break.
Yeah. So basically what happened was over the last 7 or 8 months, myself with the EDC, Luke Miner with Startup Reading, and Eric Hyatt with the Shasta Angels, we all got together and we put all the logistical pieces together for the event. We held it at the Sheraton, which was great because they cover and deal with so many things that you don't think about. And we saw about 30 companies pitch to become a finalist for the venture conference. And so the way they pitch, they would come to Pitch Breakfast, which is one of the events that I do the second Thursday of every month, with the exception of tomorrow because we're still recovering from the venture conference. We have another event tomorrow night, which I'll talk about. So we saw about 30 people pitch, and then almost all of them, the top ones, were invited to pitch to the Shasta Angels, and they meet every month. They've invested in 11 companies in the last 4 years, and they picked the final six finalists. We actually went from five to six because the top six were all just so incredible. And so in addition to the prize money that Nathan won, one of the equally as exciting parts of the venture conference was the Angels actually invested additional money in two of the startups that pitched. One of them is called Authentic Sales, and the Angels invested $350,000 into that company to help them grow. They're already a growing company. They're in growth mode now, so they needed this extra capital. And the other one, which we've talked about several times, is Turbines for Tots, and she's never taken on any investment, totally debt-free, profitable since day one, and they invested $50,000 into her company to help her grow. So it was a really exciting finale in addition to Nathan's check to see those two investments come into play. And so next year we're looking for even more opportunities to invest, a bigger prize, and just make it bigger and better so we can encourage people in town here that, hey, if you have an idea, you can put it together, and there's a community of people around you like the EDC and the Angels and Startup Reading that want to support you and see you grow. So it was an amazing event. Sold out, 150-plus tickets.
Wow.
We actually bumped in 30 more in the afternoon for people that just wanted to come see the pitches. We had a great keynote speaker in the morning, Marianne Hudson, who talked about what angel capital and angel investing looks like for a community, and it was just an amazing day.
Okay. What is Turbines for Tots?
Turbans for Tots, she's been around for 5 years, and you can go to turbansfortots.com. And turbans is just basically means head covering. And so she actually makes amazing, trendy baby headbands and bows and swim hats.
You've seen them around here.
Okay.
I think Allison has them for the babies.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so she wanted to find this headband for her girl that she was expecting 5 years ago, and all she could find was pink and sequins and stuff, and she wanted like a trendy, cool fabric bow, and now she's selling over 4,000 of these every single month around the world.
Whoa.
So she's growing, and she's going to expand her product line.
Her five-year-old can, right now, the five-year-old can turn out 25 of those a day.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, and she just had a newborn. He's only like 3 months old, but he's
already done two.
He's working. He's working.
So, the whole family's the
husband. It's just a really cool company, and there's a lot of examples like this where there's these local companies that – honestly, a lot of people don't know about because their bread and butter is e-commerce. They're selling online. And she had her first picture she posted on Pinterest got over 800,000 pins. So people sharing it of her first bow that she made for her newborn. 800,000. She has like 50,000 followers on Instagram. It's amazing.
Excellent. And on that note, we need to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center in the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. We talk about the top 30 in business, but we've got a hospital here that's in the top 50 in the whole nation, recognized by Watson Health. And it's fully accredited as a chest pain center. They also just received a silver award again for treating strokes and stroke care treatment. So everything that's going on at Shasta Regional Medical Center is a big plus here. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:30 in the morning. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station, 8:34 in the morning. It is about 88 degrees out there, going up to 102 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 244-9478 for appointments, because that's what they run on. We're here with the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones is with us, who is the vice president of the EDC, plus heads up the Entrepreneurial Directorate. Of course, Tony Giovanella is still here when we were talking about that. And we're with the winner of the pitch?
The Reading Venture Conference.
Reading Venture Conference, and Nathan Slafter. But before we get into that, since I'm getting blasted here on my chat room, is the study that we're talking about, done by the Walton Foundation. Is it the Walton Foundation?
The Walton Foundation of Walmart, of course.
Of Walmart. And the statistics were taken, had ended before the fire hit here. And though the fire was extremely tragic, and we suffered from the effects, the economy was not devastated by the fire. We had, of course, when you use the word devastated, it's like low intensity combat. It's not low intensity if rounds are coming past your head. It's very high intensity. We lost some smaller businesses here, and that is devastating for them. But if you look at the overall economy of Reading, it did not have a devastating effect. Am I correct here?
That's correct. And they also mentioned the fire in the report. So although the data was complete by then, you know, they did mention it in a few sentences talking about how the fire came through, but that, you know, we're already rebuilding. We're rebuilding faster than I think I could probably say this anywhere in the country that's had this type of devastation before, mm-hmm. with the amount of building permits and buildings that are already been rebuilt. So it mentions that and says, you know, we're already well underway with our recovery efforts.
Okay. I just want to make sure it gets out there if it wasn't clear because, you know, you weren't listening or it wasn't clear before. Okay. Let's talk about two more things before I let Nathan go.
I just want to say, so people like Jenna and these people that are startups that are pitching these ideas, you know, Jenna has 16 employees locally that are full time. And so she's making these products. She's selling over 4,000 beautiful baby headbands and bows a month all around the world, and that money is coming back in here and providing great jobs for her employees. And so these other companies, I mean, that's how our economy is going to grow, is with these startups that are exporting their talent and importing the money.
Hey, honey, we've got like 3 hours during the week that's open. Maybe we could get with Jenna.
And yeah, we could be freelance. Doing, I think she might do some freelance stores.
We could do some freelance
Seamstress.
In there.
Well, I would really like to hear Nathan Slafter
yes.
talk about what you brought to the table and what's your experience with what's recently happened for you.
So thank you so much for having me in today, Todd and you guys. For us, when we were starting a business, one of the things we had thought was like, we have to go elsewhere, right? Because I come from the East Coast, so I thought, hey, I need to go to New York where I'm from. And then in being involved in the Reading community and hearing what this EDC is doing and Startup Reading is doing, we got really excited that, no, we don't have to export our skills or export the things that we're doing. We can actually build here and then export that product. And so in that, it became really exciting because we had this really compelling idea that we'd been working on for a while. And what the idea was, you know, when we moved from New York City here to Reading, we had spent as much money on rent that we could have bought a house. And yet here we are starting the process over again and had nothing to show for it. And it was frustrating because, you know, we earn rewards for everything that we do, for the airlines we fly, the hotels that we stay, for coffee we drink. But like our biggest monthly expense, we don't even get a thank you for. We don't get a latte.
You don't get to write it off. You don't get anything.
Yeah, nor an opportunity to build credit. So, you know, in coming to California, I was like, hey, maybe it's time to buy a house. And the credit piece, like none of that was attributed to rent. So we created a platform called Rent, which lets you pay rent, build credit, and earn rewards. And we called it Rent because it's makes sense with the rental marketplace, but also rent is the French derivative, R-E-N-T-E, and it means revenue. And so the goal is to create more revenue for people who rent because sometimes it's a choice. And that's what we're really excited. And we're building here
as
in Reading.
As we pointed out during the break, Linda's parents sold a beautiful home because they were downsizing and they did not want to buy another home. They rented a really nice place and they don't have to worry about the things that happen if you're at 88 and 86, like plumbing, a new stove or these kind of things. But they, you know, it's just like throwing away that money.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say throwing away that money. That's not exactly
what I mean.
And
now with rent, you don't have to.
But with what you've got now, it's not like that.
Exactly. And more people are going to rent. You know, 40% of Americans rent. That's over 110 million people, and it's ever escalating. And especially when you look at these metropolitan statistical areas, 50% of the U.S. lives in 40 of these cities, and the prices continue to go up, the prices continue to increase. So what we're looking to do is, you know, as we talk about how Reading's growing, some people want to rent, but they also want the opportunity to have credit so they can make decisions in the future. And that's what we're doing. We're letting people pay rent, build a credit, and then earn rewards. So finally you get something back for being a good renter.
Well, fantastic. So when you say you built a platform, explain to our listeners what that means.
Yeah, and so I think what Tony was mentioning earlier was a lot of the cool stuff that's happening in Reading, a lot of it is digital. And when we talk about a platform, this is a digital platform that you can log into online or through an application that you can download to your phone to take advantage of this solution. And many of the companies, the really amazing companies here in Reading that are growing are in a similar space where they've
digital.
Created technologies that are exporting everywhere around the world. And now we're one of those.
Well, you know what?
This is very exciting.
I think it's a great idea, obviously. So the platform provides people, if they use the platform, a way of building wealth, you could say.
Credit?
Yeah.
Well, credit, but that's also building wealth in that sense. I mean, it's not like you're investing into a certain thing, but with what you're offering is that it's you're keeping track of these things. You're getting stuff back, points back. Is that correct?
And that's I really appreciate the way that you say it, because for us as a renter, I always felt kind of like a second class citizen. You know, like, yeah, I'm renting now, but maybe I'll buy in the future. Or, you know, it's just not in my cards right now.
It's one of those questions that comes in almost everything that you do. Do you own a home?
Yeah.
I mean, it's right up there toward the top. Do you own your home?
And so that is sometimes a bias mechanism to establish creditworthiness. And our traditional credit scores are based upon ownership, are based upon debt. Renting has nothing to do with that. And so we are in a rental economy. If you look at your leases, your subscriptions, your Wi-Fi, your car lease, I mean, everything that we do, most of the things that we do has to do with rent. And so what we're wanting to do is establish a new mechanism for validating who someone is as a renter and creating an agency, creating an equity for them. And that's exactly what you're referencing.
Okay. We're here with Nathan Slafter, and the name of your company is?
Rent. R-E-N-T-E.
Rent, which if you're good in French, knows that means revenue. We just heard that. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back after these messages because I have a couple questions then on how the platform works. And can people in business, I think if I'm leasing property here to have for the studios, can I use your platform?
Yeah,
so we're going to talk about that when we get back. 8:43 in the morning. It's 80 degrees right now. It's too hot for this time of the morning, and it's going to get hotter. It's 81.
Okay, it's going to be 102 today, and lows tonight 86. So we'll be right back here. KCNR 96.5 FM.
Find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Gigantic ammo sale this Saturday only at Jones's Fort. Our best prices of the year. Bulk packaging in your favorite calibers like 5.56, 9mm, 380, 45, 17 HMR, 22 mag, and much, much more. Starting July 1st, background checks on all ammo sales begins. So now is the time to stock up on all your favorite ammo at Jones's Fort. Big ammo sale this Saturday only, June 15th at Jones's Fort.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Shasta District Fair. Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day, free to kids 12 and under at only $1 for everyone else. And our carnival ride special. Free Senior Day. Gear Jam and Auto Racing. Hypnotist. Crazy Wacky Magicians. Side-splitting comedy. Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fare admission. Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction. Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds. Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if we built it on rock and roll, but sure built it on a lot of sweat, pain, and blood here. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 8:48 in the morning, 82 degrees going up to 102. 62 today.
And it will be 69 tonight. I read that incorrectly without my glasses.
Hey, you know what? Colt 45s are playing. We have tickets. I have four tickets. The Colt 45s, you can use it any time this season. And all you have to do is give us a call at 605-4567, and you can pick up four tickets you can use any time this year. All right. We're here, of course, with the Economic Development Corporation, Tony Giovanella, the Prez CEO and head Watash, and Todd Jones, who is the vice president and head of the entrepreneur division, who is moving slowly up and looking at Tony for any signs of weakness. And we're with Nathan Slafter, who is what?
There's plenty of those.
No, because Tony says, wait a minute, I didn't know that. And Nathan, who has won the
Reading Venture Conference, Reading first place.
And with a company called Rent with an E.
R-E-N-T-E.
And can you very quickly tell everybody again what the company does?
Yeah, we've created a platform that lets people pay rent, bill credit, and earn rewards.
Right. And so, right here, we lease this space. And if I pay through your platform, the money that I pay every month. So how does this work? I send it to you, and you make sure it gets there the same day and all that. How's it work?
Yeah, and so we just connect you with the property manager and the owner. And when speaking with dozens of property managers, one of their biggest complaints is tenant screening, and another one is dealing with ledgers and checks and reconciliation. And so we've tried to remove that friction from the property manager by giving them deep insights into a tenant behavior. Like, yes, you guys pay your rent every single month. You are someone that I would absolutely want to rent to. And you pay it in an easy, convenient way. So that makes you much more compelling of a tenant than someone who I don't know.
Okay, so what you have here is that, okay, I've rented this house for 4 years, and with the cost of, the cost of houses around here, I can't, but we're ready to move on to our next one. It comes to your company, and you can show a four-year history of no payments being late, everything on time and all that, which will help for the next group.
Yeah. And a mutual feedback loop, yes. Not only did they not pay, they weren't late, they also did minor maintenance repairs. They were a great neighbor. They got their security deposit back, meaning they left the place better than they found it. So that is a tenant behavior that becomes very, very compelling for a property manager that they can trust. Rather than looking at a bank statement and a number on a piece of paper, we actually see a deep insight into consumers.
Well, that's great. I think I've never heard of this before. How did you come up with this?
Yeah, when we were just looking at the rewards ecosystem, I think one of the things that I recognized is I was playing the rewards game, and I was getting driving affiliate and affinity for brands based upon the rewards that I got.
Yeah.
So, I would only stay in certain hotels and only fly certain airlines, and I was like, well, I spend 3 or 5 or 10 times more than that every month on my rent, yet I don't even get anything back. So there was that piece, and then there was also the credit piece. Like, I was tired of being just tied to a credit score without having the opportunity to build credit for paying my rent on time. And
how do we encourage a certain, myself included, I know everybody pays their bills online, and, I still am kind of hung up on paper, but you gave a really cool statistic about in Europe and up here, how many people are still doing paper, paying by paper.
Yeah, checkbooks are virtually non-existent in Europe and in other developed nations. So everyone's used to digital formats. Yet in the U.S., 80% of the U.S. still utilizes paper to process rent. So that's over 80 million plus people that write a check, send it to the mail, make sure that it's on time, and then the property managers are aggregating this check, making sure that the name on the check matches the name on that is this right amount. It's a tiring process. And so we've removed that friction and incentivized people to, to pay on time. And yeah.
Well, but kind of you can't, when you do it that way, kind of like on my check, I always like to write, sorry, day or two late, sorry. No, I'm just kidding. Tell us a little bit about you. This is usually what Linda asks, but I get to ask this. Tell us about you. I mean, you're out here. I mean, what's your background?
Yeah, my uh, My background is I've worked with a number of ventures for consulting. So I've helped them raise capital. I've raised millions of dollars for companies. I've helped build management teams and really even help prepare organizations to get acquired. And in doing so, we recognized that, well, that was part of the thing is like, I thought, hey, I can do this, but I have to do it elsewhere. And then we see this thriving community in Reading as not only can we build a business and raise money for it, but we can actually do it here in Reading. And so I've picked like the best of the best, and the majority of my team is here in Reading. So I have an amazing CTO named Marty. He is here in Reading. Of course, I chose an amazing designer who happens to be my wife, and she's my partner, and just a number of other amazing individuals that we're building with right here locally.
Well, that's great. So this is just another company, Todd, that just, I mean, you...
Doing amazing things.
You nailed it. But there's, like you said, there's so many of them there that are just moving forward with in our economy here.
Yeah, I mean, we had 30 people go through the process this year, and you know, we probably could have done a little bit better marketing, and so we're really starting right now for the venture conference next year. So the people that we're going to be hearing pitch at Pitch Breakfast and at the Angels, they have an opportunity to be on the stage next May. We're looking at May 1st, 2020.
Well, you know what this does, even for people that aren't in that type of business, because you come on every month, you and Tony come on, and you talk about these businesses. So, you know, Linda and I sit down there, and we, what kind of thing could we come up with, you know, around here that might work? I mean, we've got this, it keeps us pretty busy, but you always think about, what about 2 or 3 years down the line here? What kind of business that could we get into that, you know, we could do it with a small amount of people, but the returns on it would be good. So you all provide that avenue.
Yeah, and, you know, you should listen to the Startup Reading podcast if you haven't. I think it's probably the second episode they talk about startups, but it's, ideas are kind of a dime a dozen. It's really about execution, and I think the judges and people in the community, you know, we know who Nathan is. We know that he can not only is it a wonderful, brilliant, big, huge idea that's going to be the first unicorn out of Reading, which means, you know, $1 billion valuation. He has the chops to make it happen and run with it. And people like Garrett Vigors, you know, he pitched to the Angels multiple times with Limelight Health before he came back with that winning pitch. And they believe that he could be the one to take it to the next level. And now that company's worth nearly $100 million.
Well, see, here's what happens when we come into the venture is that people come in and maybe their plan isn't quite ready for that prime time like Garrett. But what he does is he gets the feedback from people that this is what we're looking for. So he goes back and he fine tunes it. Maybe it takes him a couple of times. But when he comes back that third time, boom, it's there. And with you, Nathan, you were there the first time. And when you rolled it in there and you said, this is what we have, this is what it can do. And people obviously saw the value in this. And a unicorn, is that what they call it?
A unicorn, yeah. It's a company with a $1 billion valuation. And so we're looking at Nathan as being the first one out of Reading. And the idea, the scalability of it, scalability is something the investors and the judges at the venture conference, that was a very big factor for who was going to win. So, you know, he could make this company grow, you know, 100 times in just a matter of time.
Pretty soon, Nathan, you're going to need a driver and a security team. I've got a few friends.
Yeah.
Well, we want you to look at, go to R-E-N-T-E, that's rent.io. And or go to startupreading.com to find out more about these meetings that you've had,
these great events.
Yeah, we have a lot of events. Tomorrow, actually, really quickly, we have Pub Talks at Theory. That's kind of our go-to spot for this event we call Pub Talks, and it's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. We have sliders and beer and wine and a few other things. And actually, it's a collaboration between Startup Reading Podcast, Pub Talks. We're off the same team, but we're going to be doing a live podcast recording at the event. And so, Nathan, this next season of the Startup Reading Podcast is going to be following folks like Nathan and their startup journey about the pitfalls and the things we're learning along the way. And it's going to be really dynamic. It'll be a lot of fun. So 6 to 8, come on out.
Let me read real quickly parts of what was just sent to us by a gent here. Short term, the fire had a negative effect on the economy. Long term, it will benefit the economy for many years. Insurance companies are pouring millions of dollars into the North State for reconstruction, paying the insured's rents or house payments to the homes rebuilt, paying the insured's restaurant bill while they have to go out to dinner, paying for the hotel room so they can find a place to live, then paying for the contractors, subcontractors, building supplies, and paying the higher fees that the city implemented. So saying the car fire, even the campfire, will have a negative effect on the economy is short-sighted, which is from somebody that's in our business.
I mean, my wife is on the CSAC committee this year, the Community Services Advisory Commission, so I read the agenda package. She has a meeting today, and Visit Reading is one of those things, and we're very close with Lori. And the TOT, the Transient Occupancy Tax for hotels, is up over 30% year over year for just the month of May. And so the growth from last year, I mean, the fire certainly helped with that, even though if you're staying for longer than 30 days, they don't collect the TOT tax. But you can just see every single month that TOT tax has been continuing to increase. Okay. It was almost $600,000 in 1 month for the city of Reading last month.
Well, hey, thank you very much, Tony Giovanelli, the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, Todd Jones, who is the vice president and head of the entrepreneur division, and especially Nathan's laughter, who is like, I never met a unicorn before. I kind of feel like I see that little knob right at the beginning. I see the growth of it right now.
And Bob Kitts, you won the tickets to the Colt 45 game, so come by the station and get those and have a good time at the game.
Last thing is tomorrow Clark and Clark are here with Stephanie Bridget, the district attorney of our county, and a few other little surprises. So everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.